It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welke, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
From Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, the Brooklyn Cyclones beat the Hudson Valley Renegades for the final of a six-game set between the Mets and Yankees High A affiliates. Good Sunday afternoon, everybody. Alongside Justin Rock, my name is Johnny Gadamowicz. Cyclones going for the series win today. Brooklyn has grabbed 3 of 2. Are 3-2 through the first five games of this series thus far. And yesterday it was in shutout style, a 2-0 victory where the Cyclones used a bullpen day no less, combined four arms en route to that shutout. Cam Foster was supposed to make the start for Brooklyn, but was a late scratch, and as a result, Joshua Cornealy got the nod, went three frames, and then from there, Dylan DeBrock, Eli Ankeny, and Wilkin Ramos took it the rest of the way. To Brock the win, Ankeny a hold, Ramos a save. All told, a night where the Cyclones only had four base hits, and both runs came all the way back in the bottom of the first inning. But a 2-0 win for the Cyclones nonetheless, and Justin Rock, it doesn't really matter how you get it done as long as you get it done. And yesterday, Brooklyn grabbing their third straight victory.
Yeah, no, it was an impressive job done by the pitching staff, especially on short notice. Joshua Cornealy making his first start in nearly 4 years. Last time it happened was pre-COVID in 2019 in complex league ball, and gave Brooklyn some really great length, three shutout innings, and then they just kept on passing the baton from there. Dylan DeBrock threw his most innings since he, or most pitches since he became a full-time reliever since being activated off the IL. He left the bases loaded. Eli Ankeny came on, stranded those bases full, retired all five batters he faced, and then Wilkin Ramos faced the minimum in the eighth and ninth innings combined to close out the victory. A really, really impressive job. We talked a lot about Brooklyn's bullpen all year. Coming into play today, second best bullpen ERA in all of minor league baseball. And that bullpen strength showing in spades last night. And that's the reason why Brooklyn walked away winners.
Yeah, all told, during this three-game win streak for the Cyclones, they've only allowed a total of two Hudson Valley runs to cross home plate and score. So the pitching has been the name of the game for the Clones, and it certainly could continue that way today because we have not one but two Major League Rehab assignments set to take place here today in High A Brooklyn. And first, it's Jose Quintana towing the rubber for the Cyclones. After him, Eliezer Hernandez expected to also see some action as well. But Quintana, someone who has yet to suit up for New York after the Mets acquired him this offseason. And with the way the Mets pitching staff looks at the moment, you can be sure Mets fans are looking forward to that debut in blue and orange. But Quintana will make his third rehab appearance as he works his way back from injury. So far, he's logged 4 2/3 innings of work. Hasn't allowed an earned run. Has allowed two unearned runs with four strikeouts and a walk. But Quintana, Justin, someone who was a 2016 American League All-Star back in the day with the Chicago White Sox. Pitched in a playoff game as recently as last year in the wild card series with the St. Louis Cardinals after he came over from the Pirates at the deadline. This is someone who's got plenty of professional pedigree, and obviously anytime you have someone of that caliber making an appearance in a rehab capacity at the minor league level, there's some serious buzz in the air, and today's certainly no outlier to that.
Yeah, today's one of those days you love about minor league baseball. You get a couple of major league rehabbers, Jose Quintana, Eliezer Hernandez also added to the roster today. He's likely to follow Quintana at some point this afternoon. But Quintana making his Cyclones debut in a Paw Patrol jersey. That's part of the beauty of minor league baseball. Here you go, former Major League All-Star, a guy who threw 5 1/3 shutout innings in a postseason game last year for one of the most storied franchises in baseball. And pitching in a Paw Patrol uniform today with a big smile on his face. That's everything you love about the minors. And Quintana, it's going to be really encouraging to see him. Hopefully goes out and does the things that the Mets expect him to do. I'm sure he'll be on a pitch count. He's last outing 3 1/3 innings in the Florida State League with St. Lucie. Eliezer Hernandez, on the other hand, started a rehab in St. Lucie back in May, had it cut short in early June after some stiffness, but back now here on Brooklyn's roster today as well. Great to see both of them, and it'll be really fun to see Quintana out there on the bump. Hopefully a little glimpse of what's to come in the second half of the season for the Mets.
Quintana working his way back from that left rib fracture that he suffered a few months back. Coming off of what was a really resurgent 2022 season for the Southpaw. 165 innings and change, a 2.93 ERA in 32 starts. So this is someone who obviously comes over with plenty of experience trying to propel Brooklyn to their fourth straight victory here this week against the Renegades. Time for a short break here on the Cyclone pregame show. When we come back, we'll have starting lineups for both the visiting Renegades and the home Cyclones. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching on the Bally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Welcome you back to Maimonides Park, getting you set for Brooklyn and Hudson Valley in the finale of this 6-game series between the Cyclones and the Renegades. Brooklyn trying to grab the series victory, and Hudson Valley trying to salvage a split. Now let's give you tonight's starting lineups. First for the visiting Renegades, led by Sergio Santos. Spencer Jones leads off and plays center field. It's been a tough series for Spencer. Another 0 for yesterday, 0 for 3 with a walk. Ben Cowles is the 2-hitter. He's tonight's second baseman. Then Rafael Flores in the 3 spot. He does the catching. Anthony Garcia cleans up. He's out in right field. Alexander Vargas, the shortstop, batting 5th. Then Spencer Henson, after him, bats 6th and plays first base. Grant Richardson is tonight's designated hitter. He's in the 7 hole. Then Aldenny Sanchez, the left fielder, bats 8th, followed by Eduardo Turrialba in the 9 spot, playing third base. Starting pitcher tonight for Hudson Valley, it's Drew Thorpe, who has enjoyed himself a real nice 2023 campaign so far. Thorpe making his 12th start 64.2 innings, and a 6-1 record, 79 strikeouts to 22 walks across those 64 frames and change. Now for the home Cyclones, trying to make it four straight victories in Chris Newell's lineup like this. Alex Ramirez leads off and plays center field. No Kevin Parada in the two spot. That's because Parada the day off today. So instead, Omar De Los Santos is in the two spot, and De Los Santos playing right field. Abraham Almonte is today's designated hitter, continuing his minor league rehab assignment. He bats third. DeAndre Smith, the cleanup batter, playing second base. Jalen Palmer out in left, bats fifth. Drake Osborne does the catching and bats sixth. Then Eduardo Salazar back in the lineup for Brooklyn. Salazar hitting seventh and playing first base. We've seen Junior Tillian pretty much exclusively in the ninth spot this series. Today he bats eighth, though, bumped up one spot, hitting eighth and playing shortstop. And then Chase Estep in the ninth spot, taking the spot of Tillian. Estep batting ninth and playing third. Starting pitcher today for Brooklyn, it's Jose Quintana, making his major league rehab appearance and his Cyclones debut here in 2023. Two rehab appearances under his belt already. 4.2 innings, no earned runs allowed, four strikeouts to one walk. So once again, we'll run down the starting nine on both sides real quickly for you one more time here. Jones, Cows, Flores for Hudson Valley. Jones in center, Cows at second, Flores doing the catching. Then Garcia in right, Vargas at short, Henson at first. Richardson the designated hitter, Sanchez in left, and Torrealba the third baseman. And for the Cyclones, Ramirez in center, De Los Santos in right, Almonte the DH, the top three. DeAndre Smith the second baseman, Palmer in left, Drake Osborne doing the catching. Salazar hits seventh at first, Tillian at short, and then Estep, the third baseman. Starting pitching matchup for you one more time. Drew Thorpe, the right-hander, a 2.64 ERA, making his 12th start, going up against the Major League rehabber and former AL All-Star, Jose Quintana. So glad you can join us here on this Sunday matinee contest, and we've got it coming up after a break. It's the Cyclones and the Renegades on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
a beautiful rendition of our national anthem. And we are just about ready for baseball on this overcast and a tiny bit damp Sunday afternoon. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. The former American League All-Star, Jose Quintana, on the bump. We'll get you the Renegades starting nine if you missed it with Johnny in the pregame show. Spencer Jones leads off in center. Ben Cowles, the second baseman, in the two slot. Rafael Flores bats third behind the plate. Anthony Garcia, right fielder, in the cleanup spot. Alexander Vargas bats fifth at short. Spencer Henson, first baseman, hits sixth. Grant Richardson is the DH in the seventh spot. Now, Denny Sanchez bats eighth in left. And Eduardo Torrealba rounds out the order for Hudson Valley, batting ninth at third base. Jose Quintana, the 34-year-old left-hander, on the mound this afternoon for Brooklyn. From Arjona, Colombia, 6'1", 220 pounds, making his third rehab appearance this year. Made two outings with the St. Lucie Mets before joining Brooklyn. Went 4 2/3 innings over the two outings. Four hits allowed, two unearned runs. Walked one and struck out four. Quintana last year, an outstanding season between St. Louis and Pittsburgh, finishing the season with the Cardinals after a midseason trade at a 2.01 ERA after the swap with St. Louis, and ended up getting the start in game one of their postseason series against the eventual National League champions, the Philadelphia Phillies. Spencer Jones will lead off for Hudson Valley in the top half of the first inning. Jones, the Yankees' first-round pick from last year, 0-3 with a walk yesterday. Quintana ready, Jones ready. Our first pitch of the day, an 89-mile-an-hour fastball down. And we are underway at 2:02 Eastern time. Jones hitting at 272. 10 homers, 36 RBIs. Quintana's 1-0. And Jones down the left field line, out of play into the seats. It is one ball and one strike. Quintana's overall numbers last year in the majors. Works essentially from the third base side of the mound. The lefty's 1-1, and Jones fights it off the hands. It's one ball and two strikes. Quintana, last season, a 6-7 record, made 32 starts between Pittsburgh and St. Louis at a sub-3, 2.93 ERA. Lights on here at the stadium. A 1-2 pitch, and Jones hits it in the air right center field. Over to his right, De Los Santos, and he'll make the running grab in the alleyway. And the leadoff man retired, one out in the top of the first inning. So Jones is down, one out, and here comes Ben Cowles. Cowles had started the last 2 days at shortstop for Hudson Valley, getting the start at second base today. And the left-hander's first pitch of the righty batter hit off the end of the bat to first, backhanded by Salazar, and he'll take it to the bag himself, two down. So, two quick outs to start the day for Quintana. Brings up the three-hitter and the catcher, Rafael Flores. Flores, 1-for-2 last night, walked twice, hitting at 292, a homer and 19 RBIs. Defensively behind Quintana today, left to right in the outfield, Jalen Palmer, Alex Ramirez, and Omar De Los Santos. The line, Quintana's first pitch, and the changeup misses up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Third to first around the infield. Chase Estep, Junior Tillian, DeAndre Smith, and Eduardo Salazar. Drake Osborne doing the catching behind home, the 1-0. And Flores takes outside for ball two. Right now, a mix of blue sky and clouds. There is a light drizzle that has been falling over the course of the last few minutes. 71 degrees on Coney Island on this Sunday. 2-0. And Flores watches a 90-mile-an-hour fastball for a called strike one. Real feel at 72 in the sunshine, 68 degrees in the shade. American flag out in center, blowing straight in. The 2-1, high up underneath the arms of Flores. It's three balls and one strike. Cyclones today on Paw Patrol Day wearing the special-themed uniforms. The lefty's 3-1. And Flores takes low for ball four. So Quintana issues his second walk as part of his rehab stints. That first walk coming with the St. Lucie Mets. So one on and two out for Anthony Garcia. Switch hitter will bat from the right-hand side of the plate for the first time in the series. 1-for-4 in yesterday's loss for the Renegades. Lefty's first pitch. And the slider hits the outside corner. And the count 0-1. Garcia hitting at .192. Three homers, 16 RBIs. Flores leads off first. Sun trying to peek its way back out. The 0-1 off the plate away. It's one ball and one strike. Quintana traded at the deadline last year for Pittsburgh, along with right-handed reliever Chris Stratton, in exchange for Johan Oviedo, who's in the Pirates' rotation, and minor league infielder Malcolm Nunez. A 1-1, and Flores takes a called strike on the inside half. It is 1-2. Umpiring crew today behind the plate calling balls and strikes is Steve Leonardo and Sam Carey on the bases today. Music blaring from the boardwalk as Quintana comes set. A 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the off speed. Down and away. And Quintana picks up his first strikeout as a Cyclone and leaves Flores stranded at first base. No runs, no hits. One man left. At the end of the half, it's Hudson Valley nothing. And the Cyclones coming to bat on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Drew Thorpe, one of the top young arms in the Yankees organization, will get the ball for Hudson Valley this afternoon. Thorpe getting the start for the Renegades, standing at 6'4", 220 pounds, will turn 23 in October. From St. George, Utah, was the Yankees' second-round pick last year out of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Thorpe coming in a play tonight, making his 12th start of the year, 6-1, a 2.64 ERA, 22 walks and 79 strikeouts. Thorpe, last time out against Rome, earned his fourth straight victory, 6 shutout, 3 at innings, walked 2, and struck out 8. Has won 4 straight starts dating back to after his last appearance against Brooklyn, has only allowed 4 runs total in those 4 outings. First pitch of his day to Alex Ramirez is across for a strike. And the count 0-1. Ramirez led off the ballgame with a walk and a run scored yesterday. Was 0-for-3. Thorpe's 0-1. And Ramirez takes low. It's 1-1. Ramirez hitting at .244. 5 homers, a team-best 31 RBIs. The 1-1 off the plate away. It's 2-1. But overall, those 4 starts for Thorpe, 4-0, a 1.09 ERA. The 2-1, and Ramirez chases the breaking ball. And it's 2-2. 42 strikeouts, 8 walks in his last 33 innings. Worked from the first base side is 2-2. And Ramirez takes it on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. Didn't necessarily agree with the punch out from Leonardo. But Thorpe records the strikeout for the first out of the ballgame. Brings up Omar De Los Santos. Kevin Parada getting the afternoon off. Give him an extra day of rest with the additional off day following tomorrow on Tuesday. De Los Santos was 1-for-4 on Friday night, and he takes a strike from Thorpe. It's 0-1. Omar hitting at 210, four homers, 21 RBIs. The righty kicks his 0-1, and De Los Santos takes low. It's 1-1. Defensively behind Thorpe this afternoon. Comes into play today, 5th in the league in ERA. Left to right of the outfield, Aldenny Sanchez, Spencer Jones, and Anthony Garcia. The 1-1, and De Los Santos a high pop. Foul ground, first base side. Henson onto the warning track in front of the netting. Reaches out off his glove, off the screen, and a foul ball. Not an easy play for the first baseman with the net right there. Usually not a straight line, those nets. Usually a little bit of give one way or the other. And Henson, I wonder how much lost sight of that baseball as he got close to the wall. So it's 1-2. Thorpe's offering. And De Los Santos takes down. It's 2-2. Third to first around the infield, Eduardo Torrealba, Alexander Vargas, Van Cowles, and Spencer Henson. Rafael Flores doing the catching behind the plate. The 2-2. And De Los Santos, a high fly ball right-hand side again, giving a look Garcia. But this will get about 5 or 6 rows back. And it's still 2-2. There's your look at the Renegades defensively. Sanchez, Jones, Garcia in the outfield. Torrealba, Vargas, Cowles, and Henson around the horn with Flores behind the plate. 2-2. And De Los Santos went around for strike three, says Leonardo. Back-to-back strikeouts begins the day for Drew Thorpe. And there are nobody on and two out for the minor league rehabber, Abraham Almonte.
Well, if you remember, a few days back, we saw Renegade pitchers strike out 17 Brooklyn bats, and Drew Thorpe is someone who is capable of starting that staff off in a similar direction. 79 punch-outs in 64 innings and change so far this year for Thorpe.
Abraham Almonte, the former Yankee minor leaguer, will dig in. And the first pitch is on the inside edge. It's 0-1. Almonte played 7 innings last night, went 0-1, walked, and drove in the second tally on a sac fly. The 0-1, and Almonte takes high. It's 1-1. Almonte 1-for-3 in 10 plate appearances with Brooklyn. 6 of those 10 appearances have ended in walks. The 1-1, and Almonte out in front of the off speed. It's 1-2. Third baseman Torrealba playing off the line. The 1-2 pitch just off the outside edge. And it's even at 2-2. Thorpe, as we mentioned, one of the top Yankee prospects. Ranked number 8 midseason by Baseball America. Number 6 right now, according to MLB.com. The 2-2 at the letters, strike 3 called. What a way to start for Drew Thorpe. Opposing a former American League All-Star, strikes out the side in order on 16 pitches. No runs, no hits, nobody left at the end of one, no score on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down,
you're out. Just move on.
Top of the second inning, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley scoreless. Fans, Forest Electric New York is proud to be the preferred electrical contractor for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Whether it's a small-scale service job or a large-scale electrical installation, Forest Electric New York has the experience and expertise to provide a high-performance single-source electrical solution. Jose Quintana will face off against 5, 6, and 7. And the Renegade lineup in the second inning, quarter past two. Here in the East, Justin Rock, Johnny Kadamowicz with you. Cyclones today wearing these nifty Paw Patrol uniforms. It's part of Nickelodeon Paw Patrol Day at the ballpark, fitting on a kid's Sunday fun day. They are light blue uniforms with royal blue sleeves. Have circles on the front with the different Paw Patrol characters. Cyclones across the chest in white. And the first pitch of the inning to Vargas in for a strike. It's 0-1. White numerals on the back of that jersey top with a black and gold border. Quintana's 0-1. And Vargas pulls it on the ground towards the third base dugout. And the count runs to 0-2.
I think this might complete a stretch of six games of not wearing the same jersey on consecutive days for Brooklyn for the entirety of this series.
I think you're absolutely right, Johnny. I think the only jerseys they've worn multiple times are the home whites, and even that I'm not entirely certain. As Vargas fouls it away, it's 0-2. See the dog bone and the stars along the sleeves of the uniform. Well, paw prints on the back as well. It's all in the details. White pants down to the ankles for Quintana. Vargas off the hands in his center. Coming on Ramirez. He'll make the catch down by his waist. And there is one down on the top of the second inning.
Ramirez just makes it look so easy, the amount of ground he can cover out there. Even on a play like that where the first step wasn't great, had a bit of a late break on it. But the ability to use those long strides, track it down, and get to that baseball, whether he's moving forwards, backwards, left, right, what have you, it's impressive.
First pitch to Spencer Henson is in the dirt for ball one. Henson, right-handed batter, had off last night. See Alex Ramirez. Got the blue hair underneath that cap to match the jersey. Navy cap, navy bill, the light blue interlocking BC logo on the front today as Henson takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Well, yeah, looking at and thinking back to the week, they wore the, I believe, home whites on Tuesday night. The 1-1, swing and a miss, chased in the dirt. It's one ball and two strikes. They wore the special Negro League-themed uniforms for our Juneteenth celebration on Wednesday. Trying to remember what they wore on Thursday. I believe it was the home whites again with Tyler Stewart on the hill. Then the Navy uniforms on Friday and the Mets blue and orange a night ago as Henson swings and misses. For strike three, got him on the off-speed down. Second strikeout this afternoon for Quintana. Two out in the top of the second inning. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock & Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx. Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now it's Grant Richardson, another left-handed hitter for Hudson Valley. Quintana offers, and Grant looks at a called strike. It is 0-1. Richardson 0 for 4 yesterday, 0 for 13 in this series. Has walked three times, hitting a .177 on the campaign. The 0-1, and Richardson takes high. It's one ball and one strike. Six homers, 22 RBIs for the former Indiana product. Same alma mater as our own Jess Elowitz and Haley Rose. The 1-1, and Richardson takes high, 2-1. Always good to see the Big Ten represented. Renegades have a bunch of the Big Ten represented. Richardson from Indiana, Nick Pachorik from Northwestern, Bailey Dees from my alma mater at Penn State. The 2-1, swing and a miss, breaking ball 2-2. Jack Neely from Ohio State. Got the bases covered. Ben Cowles out of Maryland. I keep thinking I'm done, and then I keep on grabbing another one. 2-2 pitch. On the outside corner, strike three looking. Jose Quintana retires the side in order in the top of the second, striking out the last two batters. And the Renegades sat down on 13 pitches. We are through 1.5, still scoreless, on Bally Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the second inning, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley are scoreless. We'll have our Dave and Buster's Kid Caster of the Game coming up in the bottom of the third inning. Here today, DeAndre Smith, Jalen Palmer, Drake Osborne. Three due up for the Cyclones in the inning. Thorpe struck out the side in order in the bottom of the first. DeAndre Smith trying to get out of a hitless funk at the plate. Righty against righty, and the first pitch to Smith pulled on the ground at third. Backhanded behind the bag by Torrey Alba. Strong throw gets him. And Smith retired for the first out of the second inning. One out. Here's Jalen Palmer. It's a great scene with Jalen earlier today. Like every Sunday, catch on the field here at Maimonides Park as long as the weather permits. Tons of young kids with their moms, their dads, their siblings out on the field having a catch as Palmer takes low and away. It's 1-0. And then there was also the Canarsie native, Jalen Palmer, out there with his dad having a catch amongst all the youngsters. The 1-0. Low, it's 2-0. Just goes to show, just like the Field of Dreams taught us, you're never too old to have a catch with your dad, your mom, or really anybody. But 2-0. Palmer hits it in the air, right center field. Back into his left is Jones to make the grab. And Jalen retired for the second out. Hit it on the screws, 103 miles an hour exit velocity. Two out in the second for Drake Osborne. Osborne, 0 for 4 in his last appearance on Thursday, hitting at a .165 on the year, 6 homers, 16 RBIs. Righty-righty matchup, and Drake takes a called strike atop the zone. It is 0-1. During the bottom of the 2 o'clock hour in the East, no score between the Renegades and Cyclones, the 0-1. And Osborne takes the breaking ball down. It's even at one ball and one strike. Renegades today, road grays, Hudson Valley and Block Navy lettering across the chest. Navy numerals front and back with a white border. The 1-1 on the outside edge. It's 1-2. Some groans from the hometown crowd. Gray pants for Thorpe all the way down to the ankles. White cleats, Navy cap, Navy bill with the white interlocking HV logo on the front. The 1-2 pitch low. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. The wind is 2-2, and Osborne takes a called strike three. Got him on the off speed up at 84, and Thorpe collects his fourth strikeout of the afternoon. Six up, six down for Drew on 25 pitches through two innings. We are through two here this afternoon. Hudson Valley and Brooklyn scoreless on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement,
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, fitting with the College World Series Championship Series underway, a little bit of band music. Coming in from the third base side, great to see, great to hear. Always fun to have a little bit of a different flair at the ballpark on any given day in minor league baseball. Jose Quintana back to the mound, top half of the third inning. Fan suite and boozy ice cream has arrived here at Maimonides Park, located next to the bar by the Cyclones team store along the third base side. Sweet and Boozy serves up four incredible ice cream flavors, five booze-infused flavors for adult fans, and three social media crazy thunder cups for you to snap some pictures with. Make sure you come down to a Cyclones game to get your sweetness on. Now, Denis Sanchez will lead off for Hudson Valley to begin the third inning. A couple of baseballs were loose on the warning track along the first base side. And so those will be retrieved. First pitch from Quintana to Sanchez, hit in the air to center. To his left, Ramirez, and he'll make the grab by his collar. One pitch, one out in the top of the third inning. Both pitchers have been very economical so far this afternoon. Quintana, 27 pitches through two. Now it is Eduardo Torrealba. Yesterday set the Renegades franchise record for games played in his Hudson Valley career, part of his third different season with the Renegades. Lefty against righty, and Torrealba takes up and away. It's 1-0. It's not one of those records you necessarily want to hold for a minor league franchise, although I feel like it holds a little bit of a different caveat with Hudson Valley and Brooklyn. The 1-0, high 2-0. The main reason being is that both these franchises for so many years were short season affiliates for over close to 20 years for both of them. Hudson Valley over 20 years, the 2-0. In for a strike, it's 2-1. So a lot of the records that were held prior to the 2021 season when both made the jump to the full season level were done in 60 to 70 game seasons. The 2-1 foul back towards us. And Osborne chasing after, sliding, but won't get there. Over the netting into the seats, it's 2-2. And so now playing in 2021, what was a 120-game schedule. Now the last 2 years, 132 on the regular season schedule. So more games, more opportunities to hold those all-time marks. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Up the ladder with an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Three of the last four outs for Jose Quintana have been strikeouts. He's retired six straight. Two out in the top of the third for Spencer Jones. Jones flied out to shallow right in his first plate appearance today. We'll have our Dave and Buster's kid caster of the game coming up in the bottom of the inning. That pitch up and in, it's 1-0. He's already outside getting a chance to view the ball game, looking at his giveaway shirt. Already set up in a Brett Beatty t-shirt as Jones fouls it back. It's 1-1. Bottom of the 2 o'clock hour. Hudson Valley and Brooklyn no score. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. Renegades have the game's only base runner. Jose's 1-1. And Jones, a big chopper back to the mound. Fielded by Quintana on the downhill slope. Spins and fires in time And the inning is over. So Quintana has retired seven straight. He has punched out four through three scoreless innings. We head to the bottom of the third. Our Dave and Buster's Kit Caster of the game coming up next. Don't go anywhere. You're watching on Bally Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the third inning, Brooklyn and Hudson Valley are scoreless on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Bottom of the lineup, two up for Brooklyn, Eduardo Salazar, Junior Tillian, and Chase Estep. And due up in this bottom of the third inning, as always on Sundays, our Dave and Buster's Kit Caster of the game. And today that is Adam Cohen joining us here high atop Maimonides Park. Adam, how you doing, buddy? You having a fun time out at the ballpark today with your family?
Yeah.
What's been your favorite part so far this afternoon? Is this it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we're so glad to have you, Adam. First pitch of the inning to Eduardo Salazar, hit on the ground is short. Fielded by Vargas, throw on a first in time, one away. I noticed he got an awesome Brett Beatty t-shirt on today. You a big Brett Beatty fan?
Yeah.
Is he your favorite player right now? Who's your favorite player?
Well, my favorite player is Jacob DeGrom, but, like, with the Mets, it's Brett Beatty.
Everyone was upset when DeGrom left. Were you upset when DeGrom left?
Yeah, but I root for the Rangers a little bit now.
All right.
Maybe get a Mets and Rangers World Series one of these days. First pitch to Junior Tillian is high, 1-0. Adam, who are you with at the ballpark today? I know your mom's here. Anyone else you come out today with?
It's just me and my mom.
That's awesome. That's awesome. As Tillian swings and misses, it's one ball and one strike. No, it's the middle of the summer. Are you playing a lot of baseball right now, Adam?
Well, I love to play baseball. My Little League season just ended. I play with the West Side Little League back in Manhattan.
Awesome. Oh. You guys have a good year? How did the season go?
We ended the season 10-0.
Oh, undefeated.
That is fantastic. What position do you play, Adam?
Third base, shortstop, left field.
You must have a good arm then.
Yeah.
What's your favorite position to play out of those three?
Third base.
Third base, the hot corner. You going to be the third baseman for the Cyclones and the Mets one day?
Probably a pitcher.
Probably a pitcher. I like it. Getting ready for that big, strong. You righty or lefty, Adam?
Righty.
Righty, perfect. Get that big, strong right arm with you. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz. Adam Cohen with us as Tillian takes it on the outside corner for a called strike three. Two out in the bottom of the third. That brings up the third baseman today, Chase Estep. You're going to take Chase's job at third base? You're going to be like Shohei Ohtani, a two-way player, play third base and pitcher?
I don't know.
So is this your first time at a Cyclones game, or have you been before?
Well, my first baseball game in my life was a minor league Cyclones game at Easter last year.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
Fantastic. Chase Estep, chopper to second base, fielded by Cowles. Flips on to the first baseman for the final out of the bottom of the third inning. Unfortunately, we had a quick bottom half of the third, but Adam, thank you so much for joining us. You're always welcome anytime here at Maimonides Park. And maybe you'll join us in the broadcast booth again later this summer. How's that sound, Adam?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, have a great time out of the ballpark today with your mom. Enjoy it. You're always welcome back here anytime. We head to the fourth. No score on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
Oh, Adam was a natural. I love it. The confidence in his voice, certainly better than I was at his age when you put a microphone in front of my face.
Not nervous at all.
Not nervous at all.
Cool like a cucumber.
Absolutely knows what positions he wants to play growing up as he continues to move along in his baseball career. Oh, just great stuff. Always good to have that kind of stuff happening at the ballpark. But as we move to the top of the fourth, we hand the play-by-play over to our compadre. That is Johnny Gadamowicz.
All right, Justin. Thank you. Jose Quintana back out for his fourth inning of work on this Sunday afternoon. And his first pitch is hit high in the air to left field. This takes Palmer back towards the wall, and all he can do is watch it sail out of here. A solo shot off the bat of Ben Cowles. And Hudson Valley grabs a lead on the game's first hit. It's 1-0 Renegades.
Yeah, that the first earned run Jose Quintana has allowed all year. 103.9 off the bat, 371 feet, launch angle of 31 degrees. And what a moment for Ben Cowles. Gets to say he's homered off an American League All-Star.
So 1-0 Renegades. Now Rafael Flores for the second time today. Flores, his first time up, he walked. The southpaw deals his first pitch. And a fastball misses towards the ankles for ball one. 1-0 to Flores, right-handed hitter. Doing the catching today for Hudson Valley, coming off a 1-for-2 day yesterday where he walked twice. 1-0. Fly ball on the right-handed side. Shallow right field. De Los Santos in, camps under it, and reaches up to make the two-handed grab for out number one. So outside of the home run allowed moments ago to Cowles, Quintana has been pretty sharp and only allowed one base runner up until that point. It was the Flores walk back in the first. But it is Hudson Valley in front, 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. Anthony Garcia next. 0-for-1, a swinging strikeout. Quintana shakes one. Now into his windup. First toss. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1 on the off-speed to Anthony Garcia. Garcia trying to get things going with the bat a little bit at just a 192 so far during the 2023 campaign with the Renegades. 0-1. Clips the inner half for a called strike on the fastball. And Quintana ahead quickly 0-2. Garcia out of the cleanup spot today. Just 5 for his last 41 over his previous 11 contests. Do your math. That's works out to a 122. 0-2. Misses just off the plate. And it's a ball and two strikes now. In the infield for Brooklyn today, left to right, Estep, Tillian, Smith, Salazar. Palmer, Ramirez, De Los Santos in the outfield left to right. Brooklyn wearing the bright blue Paw Patrol jerseys. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Over the top of it was Garcia. Quintana has his fifth strikeout. And there's two gone with the bases empty now for Alexander Vargas. Now Vargas stands in. Righty bat to face the lefty arm, Quintana. Into his wind, first pitch. Breaking ball found back, and it's 0-1. Quintana, prior to today, had made two appearances during his rehab stint with the St. Lucie Mets. 4 innings and change. 4 strikeouts to a walk, did not allow an earned run. 0-1. Misses high with the heater, and it's 1-1. Vargas, the shortstop for Hudson Valley tonight, batting fifth. 0-for-1, flew out to straightaway center his first time up. Quintana, a deep exhale, and he fires a 1-1. Swinging a line drive down the left-handed side. That's a fair ball. It'll trickle all the way to the left field foul pole. Palmer retrieves it, but his throw in is well too late. It's a stand-up double for Alexander Vargas. Second extra base hit of the inning for Hudson Valley, and they've got a man in scoring position with two away for Spencer Henson. Vargas just tucked it down the left field line. Give Palmer credit, he tracked it down quickly, and Jalen has wheels out there in left, but perfectly placed for Vargas to snag the stand-up double. Big hole on the right side now for the righty batter, Spencer Henson. With Smith, the second baseman, shaded towards the bag, and the first pitch is flared on the right-handed side into the outfield. De Los Santos to his left, fighting the sun, reaches out and makes the catch for out number three. But not before the Renegades tack on one run on a solo homer. Ben Cowles led off the frame with the solo shot to give the Renegades a 1-0 lead. We're through 3.5 on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominicana República, y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
Nine up, nine down for Drew Thorpe so far. Renegades starting pitcher with five strikeouts at that. He gets 1-2-3 in the Cyclone batting order to start this home fourth. Alex Ramirez, Omar De Los Santos, and then the minor league rehabber Abraham Almonte. First, Alex Ramirez, who you just heard from, stands in now towards the back of the righty batter's box. Bat off his right shoulder, and the first pitch to him is a swing and a foul ball up in our direction, but it will land on the concourse, and it's 0-1 to Ramirez. Alex 0-for-1 today, struck out looking to open up the bottom of the first. Thorpe right back to work is 0-1 pitch. Fastball clips the outer black for a called strike at 92 miles an hour. And Alex behind quickly 0-2. Ramirez 5 for his last 14, 5 runs scored during that span. 0-2 toss. Foul tip, and we'll try it again at no balls and two strikes. Thorpe, someone who has been very successful as of recently for Hudson Valley. He's won four straight outings. Last time out against Rome, came back on the 18th. Ramirez calls time, and it's granted. Couple of practice swings outside the batter's circle. But for Thorpe, last time out, six shutout innings, three hits, eight strikeouts to only two walks. He heaves an 0-2. Misses up and in towards the shoulders of Aram, and it's a ball and two strikes. One-two pitch, and Ramirez just grabs a piece of it, fouls it straight back, and we'll try it again at 1-2. Thorpe, the 2022 second-round pick by the Yankee organization. Out of Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. 1-2 toss. Swing and a miss. Did Ramirez get a piece? No, he didn't. Strike three. Alex thought maybe he caught a piece on a foul tip, but home plate umpire Steve Leonardo says no. And Alex sat down on strikes for the second time today. Leonardo calling The balls and strikes. Sam Carey, the base umpire this afternoon. Now Omar De Los Santos, righty batter. With the bases empty, one gone, 1-0 Hudson Valley. Waving a miss at a first pitch fastball, it's 0-1. Omar, like Ramirez, struck out his first time up. 0-1 from Thorpe. De Los Santos chops it high in the air. This will stay in the infield. Everyone converges on the pitcher's mound, and it's the third baseman, Tori Alba, who makes the one-handed snag for out number two.
For a second, I thought that was going to look like something out of one of the old Looney Tunes scenes. Everyone converging, literally all four infielders, and then the pitcher, Drew Thorpe, gets out of dodge. Alexander Vargas ran out of the way.
I'm impressed that Thorpe found an alley to escape with the way everyone was closing in on him. He didn't have much room to work with, but found a tunnel.
They're closing in on me.
Now Almonte, first pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Almonte, the DH today for Brooklyn. 0 for 1. Struck out looking to conclude the first when Thorpe struck out the side. And he's laid on a 92-mile-per-hour heater. It's 0-2. Impressive stuff from Drew Thorpe thus far. After all, he's been Hudson Valley's ace this year. A 6-1 record, a 2.64 ERA, and 79 punch-outs. Almonte called time. Now he's back in. Righty arm on lefty bat in open stance. 0-2 pitch. Misses outside. And it's a ball and two strikes. DeAndre Smith would be next. Thorpe into his line. 1-2. And it misses down and away. Almonte always a patient eye in that lefty batter's box. At least this week he has been. Through three games entering today, six walks. Only registered three official at-bats because of those bases on balls. 2-2. Almonte over the top of it, just got a piece. Chopped it foul on the right side, and the count remains two balls and two strikes. Almonte a walk yesterday, part of an 0-for-1 day, before Scott Oda came in to replace him. 2-2. Almonte chops it on the right side. This stays fair. The first baseman, Henson, off a couple of hops, keeps it himself. And taps the pillow for out number three. So 12 up, 12 down for Drew Thorpe through four as Renegades a 1-0 lead on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
This pitching change brought to you by Bi-Cal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BiCalAutoMall.com. On is the second major league rehabber to pitch today for Brooklyn. That is the right-hander Eliezer Hernandez, 6'1", 214 pounds, 28 years old, from Ocumare del Tuy in Venezuela. Made three starts with St. Lucie as a part of rehab. Final line for Jose Quintana. Four innings, a run on two hits, a walk, and five strikeouts. So Quintana out, Hernandez in. One major league rehabber gives way to the other with Hudson Valley holding a 1-0 lead to start the fifth.
Yeah, that's tough for these Hudson Valley bats. You go from one major leaguer to another, as you said, Justin. And Hernandez's first toss is a 91-mile-per-hour heater on the outer half for a called strike. It's 0-1 to Grant Richardson. Renegades 1, Cyclones nothing. The 0-1. Richardson a mile high in the air. On the left side, the third baseman E-step over to have a look, reaching over towards the Hudson Valley dugout. He can't make the catch, and his body was suspended for a few seconds atop the guardrail.
Marcos Cabrera, I think, gets an assist there. Maybe Juan Crisp as well.
The two of them making sure E-step didn't fall completely over the guardrail and take a tumble into the Renegades dugout.
Yeah, Marcos Cabrera came sprinting out of his seat in the third base dugout to help out his fellow third baseman, Chase E-step. Well done in the Hudson Valley dugout.
0-2 on the way to Richardson, swinging a miss, strike three. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Probably would have been ball one, tailed a bit low and away. But Richardson gone fishing for it, and Eliezer Hernandez has his first strikeout of the day, the sixth so far by Brooklyn pitching. He and Jose Quintana combined. Now Aldenny Sanchez, bases empty, and one gone. Hernandez into his wine, first toss. Fastball misses inside for ball one. Hernandez so far, you mentioned it earlier, Justin. Three appearances during this rehab stint, all with the St. Lucie Mets. 3 1/3 innings combined, no earned runs. 4 strikeouts to 1 walk. His 1-0 misses low and away. And it's 2 balls and no strikes to the right-handed hitting left fielder, Sanchez. Hernandez, yet to make his Met debut, 2-0. Swing and a miss. Went to the off-speed that time, 84-mile-per-hour change. And count now 1-2 on Aldenny Sanchez. Hernandez spent the entirety of his major league career with the Miami organization. His 2-1 fastball painted the outside corner for a called strike. And it's 2-2. Last season was 3-6 in 20 games, 10 starts. One of those hybrid starter-reliever type guys that the Marlins deployed last year. The ERA was up over 6 in 2022. 2-2. Misses below the zone. And Sanchez wisely works the count full. But Hernandez came over to the Mets this past offseason in November along with Jeff Brigham. 3-2. Ground ball on the left side. That is a fair baseball past the glove of a diving third baseman E-step. It caroms off the sidewall, and Sanchez is in at second base.
And Brooklyn, I don't think necessarily agrees with that. Chris Newell immediately out of the first base dugout to argue, saying that ball was foul.
So Newell exchanging some words with Steve Leonardo, the home plate umpire, who made the call peering down the third baseline. But if this holds, it'll be a man on second and one gone for the nine batter, Eduardo Turrialba. Hernandez represented Venezuela in the 2023 World Baseball Classic. Making his 2023 Cyclone debut.
And Chase E-step came over to the first base dugout. I don't know if he has an issue with the webbing in his glove, something with his hand, not sure, but is now moving back to his position at third base.
On his high horse to get there, too. One gone, 1-0 Renegades, a runner on second base here in the top of the fifth. First pitch. Swing and a miss, and an ugly swing and a miss at that from Turrialba. Looked like he wanted to hold, but by the time he realized, it was well too late, and it's 0-1. Sanchez off of second base. Second baseman Smith slightly shaded towards the bag. Leaning towards it as well, 0-1. Misses down and away, and it's a ball and a strike to Turrialba. Eduardo at 291 so far this season. 0-1 today, struck out swinging his first time up in the third. Righty arm on righty bat. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there. Strike two called. And it's a ball and two strikes now. Turrialba has hit safely in 3 of his last 4 games. Production out of the lower half of this Hudson Valley batting order. It's been a struggle offensively for the Renegades. 1-2. Misses low. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yanks High A affiliate yesterday, scoreless, shut out on only 4 hits. Normally, you're an opposing hitter. You hear the words bullpen day and you smile from ear to ear. But not the case for these Renegades bats yesterday. That just could not figure out the 4 Brooklyn pitchers. 2-2 runner goes, and strike 3 is called. No throw down. So taking 3rd in the process is Aldenny Sanchez. Another punch out for Hernandez, who now has 2. And there are 2 gone, with Sanchez off of 3rd base. Back to the top we go now for Spencer Jones. Sanchez off of 3rd. Hernandez working out of the stretch, set at the belt, and his first pitch. Fastball misses inside to the lefty hitting Jones. It's 1-0. Cyclones in the home half will send 4-5-6. Smith, Palmer, and Osborne up to bat in the frame. 1-0. Jones takes away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes now to Spencer, playing in his 60th game of the season. 272, 10 homers, 36 runs batted in. Number 3 prospect in the Yankee organization. Just 1-for-18 in this series, though. Has been unable to figure out this Brooklyn pitching. 2-0. Fastball called strike on the outer half. And it's 2-1. Beautiful day for baseball here at the ballpark. Slightly overcast morning turned into a mostly sunny afternoon. Two-one from Hernandez. Ground ball, right side, the second baseman Smith collects and throws over to first in time to retire the side. So a one-out double, no issue for Eliezer Hernandez. The Renegades strand a man at 3rd. We're through 4.5 from Brooklyn, 1-0 Hudson Valley on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We move to the bottom of the 5th from Maimonides Park with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. The Cyclones in a 1-0 hole. The only run of the day so far coming in the top of the 4th. A solo home run for the Renegades off the bat of Ben Cowles. He took Jose Quintana deep. Drew Thorpe has faced the minimum so far through 4. 12 up, 12 down. And his first pitch. Misses inside for ball one, and it's 1-0 to DeAndre Smith. Smith, righty batter. 1-0 is in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Final of a 6-game set between these two teams here this afternoon. 1-1. Smith swings and misses, and it's a ball and 2 strikes now to DeAndre. Cyclones with not one but 2 off days after today. No game Monday, no contest Tuesday either for the Clones. 1-2. Smith takes just off the plate away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. After that, right back at it here on Coney Island. Another six-game homestand for Brooklyn. They'll welcome the Jersey Shore Blue Claws to town. 2-2. Smith takes away yet again, and it's three balls and two strikes now to the Brooklyn second baseman. But everything bumped back a day, so rather than the typical Tuesday to Sunday series, we'll go Wednesday through Monday. 3-2. Smith rolls over one foul on the left-handed side. And it's three balls and two strikes still now to the right-handed hitting Brooklyn cleanup batter. Thorpe has been impressive so far. No one has reached base yet for this Brooklyn squad. Renegades only three hits themselves, but the solo homer the difference. Here's a payoff. Misses inside, ball four. And the Cyclones have their first base runner of the day. It comes courtesy of a leadoff walk issued to DeAndre Smith. And there's one on with nobody out for Jalen Palmer. We'll see how aggressive Smith and Chris Newell, the rest of the Brooklyn coaching staff, want to play things here on the base paths. Down a run in the middle stages of this game. First pitch to Palmer. Goes to the fastball, does Thorpe, and it's in there for a strike at 92 miles an hour. It's 0-1. Blue skies overhead, a little bit of haze. Nothing too crazy. Out off on top of the ocean, beyond the right field fence, 0-1 to Palmer. And Jalen cracks this one to left center field. Well hit. It's deep. Back at the track. And it's off the wall. Smith hustling his way around the bases. He's going to get the stop sign at third. It's a scorcher of a double off the left center field wall from Jalen Palmer. And the Cyclones have men in scoring position with nobody out. That double, of course, as always, is brought to you by our friends at TD Bank and their Double Up credit card, offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. That was a bullet from Palmer. Thought maybe it would have enough to clear the fence. First pitch to Drake Osborne. Misses down and away for ball one. Runners on second and third. Nobody out here. Cyclones down 1-0. And Drake Osborne up to bat. Infield in, and Osborne hits this one deep to left. Playable for Sanchez, who makes the catch. But it's deep enough for Smith to come home and score the tying run. Drake Osborne doing his job. A sacrifice fly. Played Smith. And we're all knotted up at one apiece. Good piece of hitting by Osborne, recognizing all it would need to take was a deep fly ball. And he did just that. Nice job by Sanchez to make the catch before hustling to get it in, but no chance to get the speedy Smith. So now one gone and a man in scoring position. Palmer off of second base. And Eduardo Salazar up to bat. First pitch to him. And Salazar hits this one to left, chasing Sanchez to his right, and he makes the catch just in front of the warning track. Sanchez tracks it down for out number two, and Palmer stays put at second. So now Junior Tillian. Palmer still patiently standing off of second base. Tillian 0-for-1 today, struck out looking. His first time up in the third. Cyclones already a run home in this frame, looking for more. Knotted up at one here in the home fifth. First pitch. Dillian takes low and away for ball one. Junior in the eighth spot today. We've only seen him batting ninth for Brooklyn so far this week. But he is bumped up one spot to the eight hole. Chase Estep hitting ninth today on deck would be next. Righty arm on righty bat. Thorpe from the stretch. 1-0. Dillian popped up. On the left-handed side, the third baseman Torrealba, a couple of steps in onto the grass, makes the two-handed catch for out number three. But not before the Cyclones get a run on a sac fly from Drake Osborne to pull us even at one apiece. We're through five, all knotted up at one, here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Time for a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change as we move to inning number 6 from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn 1, Hudson Valley 1 here on the Cyclone Radio Network alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for being with us. Brendan Hardy, the new pitcher in the game for the Clones. He enters this contest in a 1-1 tie after Jose Quintana, Eliezer Hernandez so far. Hardy's first pitch of the 6th. Is a breaking ball in there for a called strike to Ben Cowes, and it's nothing in one. Get you the final line on Hernandez. The second of two major league rehabbers to pitch in this game already for Brooklyn. Hardy into his wind, ready to deal an 0-1, a high left leg kick and a swing and a miss. At a changeup in the lefty batter's box from the righty hitter Cowes, it's 0-2. So Hernandez tosses only the one inning, one hit. No runs, no walks, two strikeouts. Now Hardy, the righty arm, ahead 0-2 on Cowes, who has been the difference in this game, at least initially, had the solo home run off of Quintana before Brooklyn pulled even on a sac fly in the 5th. 0-2 misses down and away, and he did not go on appeal, says the base umpire Sam Carey, so it's 1-2. Music blaring from the boardwalk beyond on a Sunday afternoon here at the ballpark. Hardy ready to deal. His 1-2. Fastball in there. Strike 3 called. 92-mile-per-hour heater from the right arm of Brendan Hardy. So Ben Cowes is sat down. 8 strikeouts so far today by Cyclone pitching. And the first, obviously, from Hardy. That painting the corner strikeout is always brought to you by our friends at Lock and Solo Paints. Be sure to visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Now Rafael Flores. It's a first pitch slider high in the air. Not very deep, though. Shallow center field. Ramirez in and to his right. Makes the catch. And there's two gone. Two quick outs at that for Brendan Hardy. Sits down the 2-3 batters for the Renegades. Now the cleanup man, Anthony Garcia, with the bases empty and two away here in this 1-1 tie. Brooklyn in the home 6th will send 9-1-2 up to bat. Estep, Ramirez, and De Los Santos. Brooklyn infield playing back towards the outfield grass. Bases empty, two gone, first pitch. Fastball wasted down and away. And it's 1-0 to Garcia. Left-handed hitting cleanup man for the Renegades. Playing right field today for Hudson Valley. Hardy in his bright blue Paw Patrol jersey. 1-0. Line drive. Shallow left field dropping quickly, but Palmer in to make the catch. Good sense of urgency by Jalen to get to that baseball. A 1-2-3 for Brendan Hardy in the top of the 6th. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're knotted up at 1 through 5.5. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99
99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy as part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Oh, Joshua Cornelli served as the opener yesterday for the Cyclones on a bullpen day, and it was a four-hit shutout win for Brooklyn. 2-0 victors a night ago, good for their third straight. Cyclones trying to make it four in a row. But as it stands right now, we're in a 1-1 tie as we move to the bottom of the sixth here from Maimonides Park. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz, 9-1-2. For the Brooklyn Bats here in the home six. Chase Estep, Alex Ramirez, Omar De Los Santos. First pitch from Drew Thorpe, a fastball that clips the outer half for a called strike. 90-mile-an-hour heater. And it's nothing and one to Chase Estep. Drew Thorpe was nails through the first four. Faced the minimum, 12 up, 12 down, a one. Estep takes just off the plate on the change. And it's a ball and a strike. Fifth inning wasn't the same, though, for Drew. Leadoff walk, then a Jalen Palmer double. Allowed DeAndre Smith to advance to third, would score on a sac fly. 1-1, misses well outside, and it's two balls and one strike now to Estep. But still, the Cyclones only one base hit so far. As the Renegade starter cruising through five and change. 2-1, Estep swings and misses over the top of a changeup, and it's two balls and two strikes to the Brooklyn third baseman. Thorpe has already seen this Cyclone squad once this year. And it came with similar success back on May the 21st. 6 1/3, 5 hits, no runs, 8 strikeouts to 2 walks. Thorpe shakes one off, now nods the affirmation to his battery mate Flores. Into his wind, a short one, the 2-2, swing and a miss. Went to the slider, an Estep couldn't connect. So Drew Thorpe has his 7th strikeout of the afternoon so far. First time he's gotten Estep. And we go back to the top for Alex Ramirez. Space is empty and one gone. Interestingly enough for Thorpe, though, that last time he towed the rubber against the Cyclones carries some significance. First pitch misses away to Alex. It's 1-0, starting it off with a changeup. And it's 1-0. That start on May the 21st was the last time Thorpe didn't earn a win. Ramirez smacks a 1-0 pitch on the ground to third, collected by Torrealba, who lasers it over to first in time for out number two. Yeah, four straight victories for Thorpe, which is hard to do nowadays. You think about even some of the best of starting pitchers, the rarity of picking up wins. Not only do you need to go the 5-plus, obviously, but get some sort of run support. But for Thorpe, he's picked up wins like clockwork. De Los Santos hits the first pitch he sees to deep center field, taking Spencer Jones back just in front of the warning track, and he makes the catch. That's almost as long of a flyout as you could possibly have for Omar De Los Santos to straightaway center field. But a 1-2-3 bottom of the sixth for Drew Thorpe. We're still knotted up at one after six from Maimonides Park. Thanks so much for being with us on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, you told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, we enter the top of the seventh. This ball game has only had four hits total. Cyclones only have one. We're knotted up at one. One of those hits, a solo home run. Ben Cowles took Jose Quintana deep in the fourth to give Hudson Valley the lead. Since then, Brooklyn pulling even on a sacrifice fly from Drake Osborne in the home fifth to bring us to 1-1. Brendan Hardy back out for his second frame out of the Cyclone bullpen. And to take us home on the play-by-play mic the rest of the way, here's my partner in crime, Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. Alexander Vargas to lead off for Hudson Valley in the seventh. We'll get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the day in this seventh inning as well, as Vargas looks at a called strike. It's 0-1. Doubled his last time up. That was in the fourth. Has also flied to center. Hardy from the first base side of the mound kicks the 0-1, and Vargas fouls it straight back. And the count 0-2. Hudson Valley, one run, three hits, no errors. They have left three. Brooklyn, one run on one hit, the Jalen Palmer double. No errors, they have left one so far today. Look at the numbers for Hardy so far in Brooklyn. 13 Ks and 7 2/3, including today the 0-2. And Vargas, a ground ball off the end of the bat to short. Scoop by Tillian, quick transfer, diving play at first base by Salazar, and keeps his back foot on the bag for the out. Nicely done by Salazar to adjust as that throw nearly got away from Tillian. One away in the top of the seventh inning. Here's Spencer Henson, has struck out and flied to right today. 0-2 officially. But our Coney Combos trivia question of the day. Today, former Met first baseman Carlos Delgado celebrates his 51st birthday. Pitch in the dirt to Henson, it's 1-0. Mets acquired him from the Florida Marlins in November of 2005 for three players. All of them were former Cyclones. What three former Cyclones went to the Marlins in that trade? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos to chime in. Two of them are former big leaguers. One of them is not. The 1-0, and Henson hits a high fly ball to left. Well, got under it a little bit. Coming in towards the line is Palmer. And Jalen makes the grab for the second out of the seventh inning. Two up and two down for Hardy. Here comes Grant Richardson. Struck out twice today. Really the weather today, a great microcosm of the week that has been here on Coney Island. Leading up to the ball game, a little foggy, hazy, gray. You wonder whether or not it's going to pour or not. And then right around first pitch, the heavens open up. And not to deliver rain, but to deliver a bountiful ray of sunshine. As Richardson takes down and in, it's 1-0. For all the questions we've had with weather this week, really can't argue too much about the weather we've received all week long, Johnny.
Not at all, particularly when you look at what it could have been.
1-0, inside 2-0. Not a single weather delay throughout the course of the week. And right now here on Coney Island, blue skies, a stray thin white cloud or two, but beautiful sunshine. It really does feel like a gorgeous Sunday in this Brooklyn summer. As Richardson takes a slider, strike on the inside corner, it's 2-1. Good crowd on hand today on a Sunday fun day, and then back-to-back off days before we do it all again against Jersey Shore on Wednesday. Hardy from the wide is 2-1, and Richardson takes low. It's three balls and one strike. Everyone coming out to Coney Island to enjoy
this beautiful Sunday weather. Some great baseball as well. Some outstanding pitching we have seen in this series from both sides. It's time call there from Hardy. And they're going to call a pitch clock violation on Hardy. Not that time was called. And so Richardson is granted first base. Osborne, Hardy, and Chris Newell, the manager, coming out to argue with the home plate umpire, Steve Leonardo. Now, Leonardo is not a normal umpire for the South Atlantic League. Jacob McConnell, who is normally Sam Carey's partner, was hurt in the opening, or rather second game of this series on Wednesday. Took a foul ball to the mask. We wish Jacob the best, as he has not been in the lineup for the umpires the last couple of days. But Leonardo making his third appearance in this series. One on and two out. Aldenny Sanchez the batter. And the first toss off the hands. Foul towards the first base seat. Sits 0-1. Lights on here at the stadium. Not really needed at the moment. Jose Quintana, Eliezer Hernandez making rehab appearances today for Brooklyn. A one-all game in the seventh. Hardy's 1-1 in the dirt. Ball kicks off to the right of Osborne. Breaking for second is Richardson, and he'll be there safely. So after reaching on a contested ball four, and Richardson comes away with a stolen bag. Richardson, his ninth stolen base of the year, his third of the series. The righty is 1-1, and a breaking ball outside. And it's two balls and one strike. Some light tossing starting down the right field line for Brooklyn. That is Joey Lancelotti. Made his Cyclones debut earlier this week. Osborne out to the mound to talk with Hardy ahead of the 2-1 pitch to Aldenny Sanchez. No word yet on who the starters will be in the series opener on Wednesday against Jersey Shore, but much like this week on Coney Island, a promotion-filled week coming up next week here against the Phillies affiliate. Kids Eat Free Wednesday to start that series. Catholic Schools Night on that Wednesday, June the 28th. Thursday night meal deal on the 29th. Of course, Friday night drinks on us on June the 30th. That Friday, our rescheduled Pride Night. Postgame fireworks, 2000s night. First 1,500 fans get a special Cyclones Pride jersey. That looks amazing. Richardson breaks for third, breaking ball outside, and no chance to get him. Richardson stole that one on Hardy. Was about halfway to third base before Brendan let that one go. And Chris Newell now out of the first base dugout to have a talk with Hardy and the entire Brooklyn infield. Seen Chris do this more and more over the course of the last couple of weeks. Coming out there to settle his players down, talk to them either sternly or offer some comforting words that they need to hear. Chris Newell always looking to instill confidence into his players one way or the other, as Lancelotti getting ready down the line. But Saturday, July the 1st against Jersey Shore, 6 o'clock start. Baseball you can drink. Dinos at the Diamond will start that Saturday. Brandon Nimmo bobblehead to the first 1,500 fans. The 3-1 and a high fly ball right center field. To his left goes Ramirez, calling off Omar De Los Santos, and Alex with two hands makes the grab to end the inning. So, as we said, Chris Newell has had a penchant for coming out to talk to his pitchers throughout the course of the last few weeks, and once again, the words from Chris Newell pay off as one pitch later, they strand the man at third. We move to the bottom of the seventh. Time to get up and stretch. Still tied at one on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for a Thursday night meal deal where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Drew Thorpe has only thrown 68 pitches through six innings tonight, so he will come back out for the bottom of the seventh inning, bottom of the 3 o'clock hour. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. Cyclones looking to earn a series victory. Hudson Valley looking to earn a series split. We're tied at one in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Abraham Almonte, DeAndre Smith, Jalen Palmer, the three due up in the frame for Brooklyn. Our Coney Convos trivia question of the day. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Today, Carlos Delgado, the former Met, celebrating his 51st birthday. Mets acquired him from the Florida Marlins in November of 2005 for three players, all former Cyclones. So, which three former Cyclones went to the Marlins in that deal? Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Two of them should be fairly easy. One of them I think people should get right away, although he's not the one of the two that had the longer big league career. The third of the three never did make it to the major leagues, but all three did call Coney Island and Maimonides Park home for at least one summer. Abraham Almonte will lead things off for Brooklyn in the bottom of the seventh. Almonte has struck out and grounded out to first today, 0-4-2. Home plate umpire Leonardo staring off into the distance. Not sure what the holdup is here for the bottom of the seventh inning. Well, now he gives the okay to Thorpe. And the first pitch to Almonte is off the outside black. It is 1-0. Jose Quintana went four innings of one-run ball for Brooklyn. As Almonte takes outside for ball two, Eliezer Hernandez threw a scoreless fifth inning. Brandon Hardy has tossed two scoreless in the sixth and seventh. The 2-0 up and away, and Almonte ahead, three balls and no strikes. American flag blowing in from straightaway center. Hazy skies out towards right field and the Atlantic Ocean as Almonte lines one into right field. That one will get down for a base hit. Scooped up by Garcia, Almonte on base for the first time today. Rips a single into right field, and the Cyclones have the go-ahead run on to start the seventh. Brings up DeAndre Smith, has grounded out and walked 0-4-1 today. That's fifth-round pick last year out of USC. Right-handed hitter with an open stance. And the first pitch from Thorpe is a fastball at the knees. And the count 0-1. Taking a look around the South Atlantic League today. One game already final. That is down in Delaware. Aberdeen a 5-2 victory. The 0-1. And Smith a ground ball through the left side. Another base hit. Stopping at second, Almonte. Sanchez will fire into the cutoff man, Vargas. So Smith with his first base hit of the series. And Brooklyn threatening. Two on, nobody out in the seventh for Jalen Palmer.
who had Brooklyn's only hit before this seventh frame. And some stretching starting to get underway down the left field line for the Gates. Max Wagner, Creed Willems went deep for Aberdeen today. Righty's first pitch, and Palmer takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Palmer doubled when Brooklyn pushed across a run in the fifth. Righty's 0-1, and Palmer a high fly ball out in a shallow left center. Second baseman Cowles calling for infield fly in effect, and Jones comes in from behind and drills him. Cowles held on to make the catch. Ben immediately popping back up appears to be all right. But Spencer Jones, if you had to pick a guy on this Hudson Valley team that you don't want to have run into you at full speed, probably going to be the guy that's 6'7", 240. And thankfully, Cowles all right after that collision in shallow center. So two on and one out for Drake Osborne. Drove in the only run with a sac fly, and he hits a big bouncing grounder up the third base side. It is 0-1. Elsewhere in the South Atlantic League today, top of the third, Jersey Shore and Rome are scoreless. That game delayed quite a bit due to weather. Rafael Marcano against Hunter Riggins for the Rome Braves. Chance of let's go Cyclones echoing out from the ballpark. The 0-1, and Osborne fouls it to the left. It is 0-2. Bottom of the ninth in North Carolina. Hickory a 5-2 lead on Asheville. Hickory getting a home run today from Abimelech Ortiz. I'm now mad we don't play Hickory this year because I want to say Abimelech Ortiz more. This is a ground ball to short, could be two. Flipped on a second for one. Relay back to first in time, double play. Thought he might not have enough time to turn it after Vargas lollipopped that toss to Cowles just a tad. But a strong throw from the former Maryland Terrapin closes out the inning on a 6-4-3 double play. We are through seven, still tied at one on Valley Live of the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Cityside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 646-715-5555. That's 646-715-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Cityside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 646-715-5555.
Time for a Baikal Auto Mall pitching change brought to you by our friends over at Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. Making his second appearance with the Cyclones in 2023, it's Joey Lancelotti. Comes on to relieve Brendan Hardy in this 1-1 tie. The final line on Hardy. He goes two hitless, scoreless innings, a strikeout, and a walk.
Thank you, Johnny. So Lancelotti comes on to a tie game in the top of the eighth inning to face 9-1-2 in the Renegade order. Lancelotti, undrafted free agent signee by the Mets last summer. And the slider from the right-hander misses inside for ball one. Torrealba 0-2, a couple of strikeouts today. The righty offers, and a swing and a miss off speed from Lancelotti at 84. It's one ball and one strike. Lancelotti overall, a 4.97 ERA between Brooklyn and St. Lucie. Big chopper bobbled by Estep. Picks it up. Throw to first. Dug out on the backhand by Salazar. In time to get Torrey Alba for the out. Nicely done by Chase Estep, not to panic and still make a great throw over to first base. Helped out with some strong glove work at first by Salazar. One out in the inning. Brings up Spencer Jones, 0 for 3 today. Ground out his last time up. This hit on the ground at third. Backhanded by Estep. Throws overhand to first base. Plenty of time to get Jones. Two quick outs on 5-3 ground outs to begin the eighth inning. Well, Lancelotti actually had a chance to be a Hudson Valley Renegade. Why? Well, he was drafted after his sophomore year of college, was a draft eligible sophomore at North Carolina, and was actually a 34th round pick of the Yankees in 2019, but elected not to sign and went back to close out his college career in Chapel Hill. As Cowles takes a called strike, it's 0-1. Predominantly a reliever in his college days at UNC, the 0-1. Hop back off the screen, it's 0-2. Our Coney Convo's trivia question, we'll give you the answer in the bottom of the inning, but the Mets acquired Carlos Delgado from the Marlins November of 2005. What three former Cyclones went to the Marlins in that trade? As Cowles fouls it away, it stays at no balls and two strikes. Any guesses, Johnny, or do you know the answer already?
A little before my time.
One of the more underrated players of his generation. As Cowles swings and misses strike three. 96-mile-an-hour fastball up from Lancelotti. And he retires aside in order in the eighth. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Salazar, Tillian, and Estep two up. Tied at one on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Yes, indeed, that is Drew Thorpe. Coming back out for the bottom of the eighth inning at 79 pitches through seven frames today. Thorpe came into play today, third in the league in innings pitched, and he is still chucking for the Renegades this afternoon. He has been fantastic. Seven innings, one run on three hits. Eduardo Salazar 0 for 2, fly to left his last time, and he takes up and in for ball one. Salazar, Tillian, Estep. The 3-2 up in the inning. A wind, the 1-0. And Salazar swings and misses at the off speed. And the count evens at one ball and one strike. But seven innings, one run, three hits, one walk, seven strikeouts so far today for Thorpe. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question after this at-bat. Salazar rests the bat on his back shoulder, and he takes the fastball high from Thorpe. It's two balls and one strike. Thorpe Talked about how good he had been in his last five starts coming into play today. The righty is 2-1, and Salazar offers at the change down. And it's two balls and two strikes. That arguably Thorpe's best pitch. Coming into the season, looked at some of the best tools in the minors by Baseball America. He was an honorable mention for best changeup in the minors. 2-2. Low and away, 3-2. Made all the more impressive when you consider the fact that Thorpe did not pitch at all after being drafted last year by the Yankees. Payoff pitch, and Salazar grabs enough to stay alive, rolling it towards the Hudson Valley third base dugout. But Thorpe, not too bad for a guy who was expected to be a two-way player when he arrived at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. Another payoff, and this low for ball four. Thorpe hopping mad in frustration. And Salazar earns the second walk for Brooklyn today against the righty. No action really brewing right now down the line for the Renegades with Thorpe at 86 pitches. No one really particularly throwing with any sort of giddy up in their step. There's someone fiddling with a baseball right by that gate. Junior Tilley in the batter, hits it in the air to center, getting turned around Jones, but able to get his body in a right angle to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Thought Jones was going to have some trouble getting back to that baseball as it had some backspin towards left center, but nicely done by Spencer Jones for the first out of the eighth. Sends up Chase Estep, 0 for 2, a ground out to second, and a strikeout his last time up. Righty against lefty, and Estep takes off the outside corner. It is 1-0. Yeah. Two-way potential for Thorpe when he arrived on campus. A 1-0, and Estep takes low. It's two balls and no strikes. The answer to our Coney Combos trivia question of the day. Our question was, former Met Carlos Delgado celebrating his 51st birthday today. 2-0. And Estep, a high fly ball into left. Sanchez waiting on it a few steps towards the line. Now in makes the grab with the sunglasses on. Retreating back to first, Salazar. 1-on, 2-out for the top of the order in Alex Ramirez. But the Mets acquired Delgado from the Marlins in November of 2005. And even though no one was really throwing in the bullpen here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Sergio Santos has come out of the dugout. And with Thorpe at 90 pitches, he's going to make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change. Looks like Bailey Dees, the Penn Stater, coming on to pitch for the Renegades. 1-on, 2-out, bottom of the eighth. We'll get you that long-awaited answer when we come back. Tied at 1 in the bottom of the eighth on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio en Los Ángeles.
It is indeed Bailey Dees, the new pitcher in the game for Hudson Valley. He comes on with two outs in this 1-1 tie and a runner on first base in this bottom half of inning number 8 after Drew Thorpe, Justin, was really spectacular. 7 2/3, 3 hits, 7 strikeouts to 2 walks. Salazar off of first, still his responsibility, but even if Eduardo does come home and score, that's still a really solid outing from Drew Thorpe, the Hudson Valley starter.
So here is the tall righty, Bailey Dees, and his first pitch is low for ball one. Dees, 6'8", 250, 24 years old from Charlotte, North Carolina, 18th round pick of the Yankees 2 years ago out of Penn State. From the first base side of the mound is 1-0 to Ramirez, and a swing and a foul tip into the glove of Flores. It's 1-1. But the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question, former Met first baseman Carlos Delgado celebrating his 51st birthday today, acquired from the Marlins by the Mets November 2005 for 3 former Cyclones. Who were they? Throwback to first, and Salazar dives in. Mentioned 2 of them are former big leaguers. 1 did not make it all the way to the show. But the answers are Mike Jacobs was 1, part of that inaugural Cyclones team in 2001. The 1-1, Ramirez, hit in the air down the right field line, out of play. It is 1-2. Number 2 was Yusmeiro Petit. Pitched as an 18-year-old for the Cyclones in 2003. It was one of the top prospects in baseball at the time of the trade. And the third player, former Cyclone, that went to the Marlins in that deal. 1-2, Ramirez lays off the breaking ball. Did not go on appeal. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. A third baseman by the name of Grant Somas, P-S-O-M-A-S, played for the Cyclones in 2004. So Somas, Petit, and Jacobs were those three, the 2-2 outside and low. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dees, the right-hander, making his 19th appearance, 1-0 with 2.39 ERA. Salazar leads off first, tied at 1, bottom of the 8th. A full count on Ramirez, who's 0-3. Runner goes, the payoff pitch, cut on and missed, strike 3, got him on the breaking ball. So Dees comes out of the bullpen and does his job, stranding the runner at first base. We are through 8, still tied at 1. This game's going to be won, and a team's final at bat. 3, 4, and 5 due up for Hudson Valley on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the 3rd inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This pitching change brought to you by Baikal Auto Mall. Visit them 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn. Or log on to BaikalAutoMall.com. On is the man who is supposed to start today for the Cyclones, the right-hander, Yoander Suarez. Suarez started the opening game of this series, took the loss in the clincher for the first half for the Renegades. Suarez coming into play today, making his 12th appearance, 2nd in relief. A 2-5 record, of 6.85 ERA. Rafael Flores to lead off the top of the 9th. And the first pitch inside, 4-1. Flores has walked and flied out a pair of times, lifted one to center back in the sixth. The righty's 1-0, and Flores takes outside. It's quickly two balls and no strikes. Suarez, 45 hits allowed in 44 and two-thirds innings. 34 walks, 55 strikeouts as Flores fouls it down the right field line. It's 2-1. Final line for Joey Lancelotti. He was great. One perfect inning, struck out one through eight pitches and seven strikes. But Suarez, in the game on Tuesday, took as tough a loss as you can get. A career-high six-plus innings worked into the seventh. Gave up just one run on two hits. Walked three, struck out a season-high tying eight, the 2-1. Foul to the right, it's 2-2. Season-high 91 pitches, 57 strikes. But Hudson Valley won that game 1-0. As Tyrone Yuley and Carlos Gomez clinched the first half crown for the Renegades. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air to left. Just got underneath it. Coming on is Palmer. And he'll make the grab right by his chin for the first out of the ninth inning. One up, one down for Suarez. Brings up Anthony Garcia over 3 today. Beautiful Sunday afternoon here on Coney Island. 79 degrees right now. Real feel at 87 in the sunshine. Garcia lined out to left his last time up. Switch hitter from the left-hand side. He takes outside from Suarez. And the count, one ball and no strikes. A 1-0 and a check swing on a curveball. Could not hold up. And the count evens at 1-1. Garcia just 2-for-17 in the series. Does have an RBI. Rests his bat on his back shoulder. Suarez hides his eyes behind that light blue mitt, the 1-1. And a fastball misses up and in. It's two balls and one strike. Garcia, who has dealt with strikeout issues throughout his career, had 156 strikeouts last season and 95 games at Single-A Tampa. 2-1. Garcia bouncing ball off the hands towards the third base camera well. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth, Brooklyn will have 2, 3, and 4 due up. De Los Santos, Almonte, and Smith. Alexander Vargas on deck for Hudson Valley. 2-2 pitch. Garcia rolls this on the ground at first. Scooped on the forehand by Salazar. He'll take it to the bag himself. And Garcia sat down for the second out. So two up and two down for Suarez. Six in a row retired by Brooklyn pitching. Brings up the shortstop Alexander Vargas. Vargas 1-for-3. Ripped a double back in the fourth. Grounded out to short last time up in the seventh. Right-hander's first pitch. And Vargas a high foul ball. Third base way. E-step onto the warning track. This will get it 4 or 5 rows back behind the visiting dugout. And there's a very excited young fan who's coming away with a free souvenir. Brought the glove out to the ballpark. Now you got a baseball. Love to see that smile. That's great. 0-1 on Vargas. Still tied at 1 in the top of the ninth inning. Suarez from the wind, his 0-1. And Vargas out in front of the off-speed. Good changeup that time from Suarez. It's no balls and two strikes. Spencer Henson would be next. No action in the Renegade bullpen. It'll be D's for the bottom half of the ninth inning. Worth noting, Brooklyn, without a walk-off victory in this series, they have picked up at least one walk-off in each of their first five home series this year. The righty's 0-2. Breaking ball popped in the air on the infield. Shortstop Tillian calling for it about a quarter of the way to third base on the infield turf. Makes the catch to retire the side. So Suarez comes on, works a 1-2-3 top of the ninth. Can the Cyclones walk it off for the sixth time this season? We'll find out after this commercial break. De Los Santos, Almonte, and Smith do up 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Don't go anywhere. You're watching on Bally Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. Yes! With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Brooklyn trying to walk it off for the sixth time this year. It'll be De Los Santos, Almonte, and Smith, 2, 3, and 4. Due up in the bottom of the ninth inning, nearing the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz with you here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app. De Los Santos 0 for 3 this afternoon, a couple of fly balls. Last time up, hit one to center. Deez threw six pitches to record a strikeout to end the eighth as this one flipped down the left field line, but foul. Just a matter of inches down the line. And instead of extra bases, it's 0-1 on De Los Santos. Couldn't quite keep it straight enough towards that painted chalk line, or it bounced into the seats along the third base side. Surf squad trying to pump up the crowd. Cyclones and Renegades in another pitcher's duel. One all our score in the bottom of the ninth inning. Brooklyn, last four games have only allowed three runs total in their last 35 innings. Deez from the first base side of the mound. The 0-1 Omar shows bunt, lays it down third base side, charging in Torrey Alba, throw to first, not in time. Omar De Los Santos lays down a gorgeous bunt single with the third baseman Torrey Alba playing back. De Los Santos, who has 26 stolen bases this year, utilizing his speed in a perfect opportunity, and Brooklyn has the winning run on to start the ninth inning. So here is Abraham Almonte. And we will see how long it takes for De Los Santos to make a bid for a stolen bag. Almonte singled to right his last time. He's 1 for 3. And a throwback to first, and De Los Santos dives in. De Los Santos, 26 stolen bases this season. He's been caught 8 times, however. Runner goes. First pitch to Almonte. Popped in the air. Left-hand side. Out of play. De Los Santos had a great jump on that ball. And a big grin on his face as he walks back to first. Coming into play today. Fifth in the South Atlantic League in stolen bags. And you look over the last 2 years, dating back to the start of last year, sixth in all of minor league baseball in stolen bases, over 90 of them. Long pause from Deez. Runner goes again. The 0-1 high. Throw down to second base. The tag by Vargas, not in time. Make it 27 stolen bases this year for De Los Santos. It's 1-1 on Almonte and the winning run in scoring position. With that stolen base, De Los Santos now five stolen bags away from the franchise's single season record. Is 96th over the last two seasons. Vargas holds on the runner at second. 1-1 the count on Almonte. The righty's 1-1. Runner goes. Pitch in the dirt, and De Los Santos steals another. Number 28 for Omar. He's four away from the all-time mark. And now Brooklyn has the winning run at 90 feet away. Deese threw a breaking ball in the dirt, and they had no chance to get De Los Santos as soon as that ball got down. Infield comes in for Hudson Valley. 2-1 the count on Almonte. The righty fires, and Abraham takes high for ball three. Crowd chanting along here on Coney Island. The set, the 3-1. Swing and a foul tip off the glove of Flores, and it's full 3-2. That was a great pitch to swing at if you're Almonte. Almost a center cut fastball, but just couldn't quite barrel it up. DeAndre Smith waits on deck. The payoff from Deese. Back foot slider, did he go? No, he did not. Ball four, and Almonte is on. A bunt single and a walk, and the Cyclones have men at the corners and nobody out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And now here is DeAndre Smith. Brooklyn's last walk-off victory go back to June the 7th on Kevin Parada's bases loaded RBI single. The first pitch to Smith, thought about the high fastball, lays off. 92 up in the zone, it's 1-0. Smith, 1-for-2 today. Single to left his last time in the seventh, has also walked. The righty is 1-0, and Smith, a high fly ball. Foul ground to right field side, Garcia over. And that one will land in the seats, it's 1-1. I don't think it would have been a great idea for Garcia to catch that ball regardless. But De Los Santos' speed at third. Garcia's got a great arm, and I'm sure Omar would have tried it. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, filthy slider from Deese. What a time for your best pitch of the day, and it's one ball and two strikes. Deese, fastball, slider, changeup. The 1-2 to DeAndre, swinging a swinging bunt ground ball up the third baseline, but it'll stay foul. And that stayed fair, it would have been the game winner. With no chance to get De Los Santos, who got a great break from third base. De Los Santos started the inning with a bunt single, stole second and third on consecutive pitches, and is now 90 feet away with the winning run. Almonte walked. He's at first with nobody out. Another 1-2. Up and in. And it's two balls and two strikes. Brooklyn trying to win the series and earn their fourth straight victory for just the second time this year. Fastball in there, strike three called. 93-mile-an-hour heater. Well placed by Bailey Deese. And Smith down on strikes for the first out of the ninth inning. Jalen Palmer will be the batter. No action right now in Hudson Valley's bullpen. Believe that is Preston Claiborne, the pitching coach, out to have a talk. Great two-ball, two-strike pitch from Deese to freeze DeAndre. And now here is Jalen Palmer. Palmer, infield fly, pop up his last time up, has doubled and flied out to center today. 1-for-3. Palmer One RBI shy of tying Jose Peroza's franchise record of 69. His base hit earlier today puts him in sole possession of fourth place all time. Broke his tie with Walter Raskin. Runners at the corners, one out. Infield still in for Hudson Valley. The first pitch from Bailey. And Palmer takes high with a fastball at 93. And the count 1-0. Top of the 4 o'clock hour, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you. Renegades 1, Cyclones 1. Brooklyn trying to walk it off for the sixth time this year. Runner goes from first, 1-0 inside, nearly hits Palmer. And Almonte will steal second base easily. We'll see if they rule that a steal or defensive indifference. As Almonte's run doesn't mean a whole lot other than the fact that now no double play can be turned to end the inning. The 2-0. And Palmer takes high for ball three. Drake Osborne, the Cyclone catcher, waiting on deck. We'll see if Jalen gets the green light here with 3-0 and the winning run at third base. The 3-0 pitch. Palmer swings a high fly ball. Shallow left center field. Coming on is Jones. He'll make the catch. De Los Santos bluffs the tag. The throw to the plate on a hop. And no chance for Omar. So Palmer swings away at 3-0 and just didn't get it deep enough to score De Los Santos with a winning run. And so it'll be up to Drake Osborne as Brooklyn will watch Hudson Valley's infield move back to their normal positions. Osborne provided Brooklyn's only run on a sack fly in the fifth. Grounded into a double play his last time in the seventh. Second and third, two out. Still tied at one. The righty offers, and time called a pitch clock violation, I believe, was ruled on D's, and the count is 1-0. So an automatic ball on D's to start the at-bat to Osborne. The 1-0. And Drake takes a fastball strike. It's 1-1. Should we have a top of the 10th inning, it would be Henson, Richardson, and Sanchez with Alexander Vargas as the auto runner at second. The righty's 1-1. And another slider in there for a called strike two. It's one ball and two strikes. Brooklyn had the winning run at third with nobody out. But a strikeout and a flyout to shallow center have kept De Los Santos stationary. The 1-2 offering hit high in the air but over towards the first base seats. And remains in a ball and two strikes. Eduardo Salazar, no matter what, would be the final batter of this bottom of the ninth. He is on deck. De Los Santos at third. Almonte at second. Tied at one. The 1-2 pitch. Osborne fouls it back towards us and onto the roof. Thank God that had enough height. That was ticketed right for my face. How you doing, everybody? That foul ball now over towards the parking lot here on Coney Island. It's time called by the batter Osborne before this 1-2 delivery. Another tight game for Brooklyn here at home. They've had a plethora of one-run games all year long. The 1-2 to Drake. Way outside, ball kicks away from the catcher Flores, and De Los Santos scores the winning run standing up. It's a walk-off wild pitch, and the Cyclones win the series. The final score this afternoon, the Brooklyn Cyclones 2 and the Hudson Valley Renegades 1.
De Los Santos was ready for it at third base. The ball kicked off Flores' mitt up the first base line. And as soon as that happened, De Los Santos able to walk home and in the dugout gets a Gatorade bath from Eduardo Salazar and company. As the Cyclones have matched their longest winning streak of the season, they've captured four in a row and start the second half of 2023 3-0. What a way to close out the first half of this two-week homestand. Omar De Los Santos, a bunt single, stole second, stole third, and with two strikes and two out in the bottom of the ninth inning, De Los Santos scores on about a 10-foot wild pitch as Omar was ready for it and ran right into his teammates ready to greet him in front of the first base dugout. What a ball game on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon on Coney Island as Brooklyn records their sixth walk-off win of the year. They have now recorded a walk-off winner in each of their first six home series here in 2023. We'll stay right here as Johnny Gadamowicz tries to snare somebody for our post-game recap. Our player of the game, Johnny, waiting patiently for somebody to make their way out along the first base side. But what a way for the Cyclones to close out this series. They have taken four of six for the second straight time against the first half North Division champs. And the Cyclones start the second half 3-0. With a thrilling come-from-behind victory here today. Well, as Johnny waits, we'll be back momentarily. Brooklyn 2, Hudson Valley 1. Don't go anywhere. Recap report is next on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. Actually, we'll stay right here, as a matter of fact, as it looks like Drake Osborne coming out of the first base dugout to have a talk with our buddy Johnny Gadamowicz. So while that starts to unfurl, let's send it down to the field. And Johnny. Thank you to Johnny for that great interview with Drake Osborne. We'll take a break. We come back. Recap report is next. Brooklyn walks it off for the sixth time this year. They defeat Hudson Valley on a wild pitch. 2-1. Don't go anywhere. You're watching on Valley Live and listening on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hey guys, here at Bicol Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Bicol, you've always got a pal.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Drake Osborne was our guest on the field for the postgame celebration and interview as the Cyclones win it tonight by a final of 2-1. Brooklyn starts the second half of the year a perfect 3-0, 31-37 on the campaign. Hudson Valley dropping to 0-3 in the half, 39-30 on the season. Justin Rock welcoming you back up here high atop Maimonides Park. Brooklyn, their fourth straight victory to close out the series as they earn the series victory. Let's take you through the game that was here today. Jose Quintana making the start against Drew Thorpe. And as good as that pitcher's duel was on paper is how good it was in reality today for the Cyclones and the Renegades as Jose Quintana started the day fast. It was in the bottom, or rather top of the first inning. Got a fly out to right, a ground out to first after a walk to Rafael Flores to keep the first inning alive. Quintana made quick work of Anthony Garcia. Music blaring from the boardwalk as Quintana comes set. A 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the off speed. Down and away. And Quintana picks up his first strikeout as a Cyclone and leaves Flores stranded at first base. No. So Quintana picked up his first strikeout to end the inning. In the second, Quintana was great. Retired the leadoff batter on a flyout to center. And then struck out back-to-back hitters, including a whiff of Grant Richardson looking to end the frame. 2-2 pitch on the outside corner, strike three looking. Jose Quintana retires the side in order in the top of the second, striking out the last two batters, and the Renegades sat down on 13 pitches. We are through. So Quintana threw two scoreless to start the ball game, but Hudson Valley would make sure that this game would not be another shutout, as it was in the top of the fourth inning that the Renegades were able to get on the board. Ben Cowles was the leadoff batter for Hudson Valley in the frame, and, well, he'll have a chance to say that he hit a home run off an American League All-Star.
Afternoon, and his first pitch is hit high in the air to left field. This takes Palmer back towards the wall, and all he can do is watch it sail out of here. A solo shot off the bat of Ben Cowles, and Hudson Valley grabs a lead on the game's first hit. It's 1-0 Renegades.
That home run by Ben Cowles gave Hudson Valley a 1-0 lead. Brooklyn did not have a hit until the fifth inning. Drew Thorpe retired the first 12 batters of the game in order, but walked DeAndre Smith to start the fifth, and then Jalen Palmer made sure a no-hit bid would not occur again for the Renegades today.
Fence, 0-1 to Palmer. And Jalen cracks this one to left center field. Well hit. It's deep. back at the track, and it's off the wall. Smith hustling his way around the bases. He's going to get the stop sign at third. It's a scorcher of a double off the left center field wall from Jalen Palmer, and the Cyclones have men in scoring position with nobody out.
Well, that double from Palmer led to Brooklyn's first run as Drake Osborne followed with a sacrifice fly to left. Tied the game at one. And then in the ninth inning, it was Brooklyn who was able to walk away victorious pretty much literally. Omar De Los Santos, after he fouled off the first pitch of the inning, with the third baseman Torrey Alba playing back, laid down a beautiful bunt up the third base line. He was safe. After Almonte fouled off the first pitch, De Los Santos ran on the second offering, stole second. And then Deez threw a 1-1 pitch, and De Los Santos was off there, stole third without a throw. So Brooklyn had the winning run 90 feet away with nobody out after Abraham Almonte walked. A strikeout looking of DeAndre Smith was the first out. With Jalen Palmer at the plate, Almonte took second to erase a double play. But Palmer on a 3-0 pitch swung away and hit a high pop-up into shallow center. De Los Santos didn't test the arm of Spencer Jones. So it came down to Drake Osborne at the plate. Drake worked the count to 1-2. And it was on this instance that De Los Santos finished his trip around the bases for our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. 1-2 to Drake. Way outside. Ball kicks away from the catcher, Flores. And De Los Santos scores the winning run standing up. It's a walk-off wild pitch. And the Cyclones win the series. The final score this afternoon, the Brooklyn Cyclones 2 and the Hudson Valley Renegades 1. De Los Santos was ready for it at third base. The ball kicked off Flores' mitt up the first base line. And as soon as that happened, De Los Santos able to walk home and in the dugout gets a Gatorade bath from Eduardo Salazar and company as the Cyclones have matched their longest winning streak of the season. They've captured four in a row and start the second half of 2023 3-0. That wild pitch scoring the winning run, our Hal's Potato Chips play of the game. Hal's Potato Chips, New York made and Brooklyn born, the official potato chip of your Brooklyn Cyclones. Winning pitcher this afternoon after a tough luck loss to open the series on Tuesday. Suarez gets rewarded for his scoreless ninth inning of relief today. He earns his third win. He's 3-5. Had a perfect 1-2-3 top of the ninth. No walks, no strikeouts. Loss goes to Bailey Deez. Goes one plus inning. One run on one hit, one walk, and struck out two. Final line score today, Hudson Valley, one run, three hits, no errors. They left four. Brooklyn, two runs, four hits, no errors. They left four as well. Final time of game this afternoon, a very manageable 2 hours and 7 minutes in front of a crowd of 3,509 here at Maimonides Park. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say so long today. Finals across the board. Wilmington falling at home to Aberdeen 5-2. Hickory a 5-2 winner in Asheville over the Tourists. And it was Bowling Green over Greenville by a final of 4-3. Top of the fifth in Jersey Shore. Rome a 5-2 advantage on the Blue Claws. Jersey Shore will come to the town on Wednesday night. And in the bottom of the seventh, Greensboro leading Winston-Salem 6-4. Mets affiliate scoreboard today before we say so long on this Sunday afternoon. Bottom of the eighth inning in Philadelphia, Mets a 6-3 lead on the Phils. Frankie Lindor, Pete Alonso have each gone deep. Alonso is 24th of the year. Triple-A Syracuse in Durham tonight. That game will get underway at 5:05 Eastern. Denny Reyes will make the start for the S-Mets. Double-A Binghamton falling on the road to Akron today, 5-2-3. Was a bumpy first appearance in the Mets organization for Landon Marceau. Gave up five runs on five hits in two innings in that ballgame. Brandon Fryman, a multi-RBI game for the Rumble Ponies. Single-A St. Lucie playing a doubleheader. They dropped game one in seven innings, 1-0. Sean Reed Foley throwing another perfect inning of relief as a part of a Major League rehab assignment. And game two was suspended in the top of the fourth inning with Jupiter holding a 1-0 lead over St. Lucie. Complex Leagues had off today. So, taking a look around Major League Baseball before we say goodbye. London Series wrapped up earlier this morning. Cardinals earn a split out across the pond. They beat the Cubs today at 7-5. The Twins winning in Detroit in 10 innings, 6-3. It was the Orioles 3 and the Mariners 2. Top of the ninth in the Bronx, the Yankees 5 and the Rangers 3. Blue Jays leading the A's 12-1. That game actually has just gone final. Rays over the Royals 3-1 that final as well. Marlins shut out the Pirates 2-0. One of the guys that was traded for Jose Quintana earlier last year, Johan Oviedo, took the loss today for Pittsburgh. Everything else in the big leagues in progress. Top of the ninth, we mentioned the Yankees leading the Rangers. Top of the eighth in Cincinnati, Braves 6 and the Reds 4. Top eight on the south side of Chicago, White Sox a 4-1 lead on the Red Sox. Top six in Colorado, it's the Rockies 3 and the Angels 1 after Anaheim's 25-1 win yesterday evening. Everything else in the big leagues just underway. Bottom one in San Francisco. Diamondbacks a 1-0 lead on the Giants. Ryan Nelson against Anthony DeSclafani. Padres hosting the Nationals. Bottom one. Nationals a 1-0 lead. Mackenzie Gore against the team that drafted him, up against former Cyclone Seth Lugo. And at 7:10 tonight, Sunday Night Baseball, Dodgers and Astros. Tony Gonsolin against Hunter Brown. After the league-wide off day tomorrow, another off day on Tuesday, the Cyclones back in action on Wednesday night to open up a six-game series against the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Johnny and I's coverage will get underway at 6:45, leading up to the 7 p.m. first pitch right here from Maimonides Park. That'll do it for us tonight as the Cyclones walk it off. They defeat the Renegades by a final of 2-1. For our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, our assistant general manager, Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island on this Sunday as Brooklyn wins it in walk-off style. A wild pitch sends home Omar De Los Santos as the Cyclones take it over the Renegades 2-1. We hope to have you with us again on Wednesday evening for the start of the second leg of this homestand. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great Monday and Tuesday. Johnny and I will talk to you on Wednesday. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.